This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome to USA for Pairs. This is your captain speaking, John Reagan. If you've listened at all during the past 2 days, you know that I'm sitting in for Vincent as he does some farming chores. And believe me, I'm so looking forward to his return, which is expected to be on Monday. And this is February 14th, which means that it's Microsoft Update Day. Don't forget to keep your computers updated. And with us this morning, we have Gwyneth Isaacs with an Australia update. Good morning, or whatever time it is there, Gwyneth.
Good morning here. How are you, John Reagan?
I'm doing good.
That's good. You know something? This Oroville Dam situation is quite something, isn't it?
It's amazing, and you know, you read the state of California has known that the dam has had problems for 12 years and done nothing.
That's right. And it's a sinkhole in the spillway. Okay? And Cliff High has been on about the, problems that sinkholes would cause to infrastructure for how long? Since 2003 or something? Which is like ages ago. It's just absolutely, I just shake my head. This dam could still collapse, okay? When I was, I actually trained as an environmental scientist from the University of Melbourne, which in Australia is like the closest Australia comes to somewhere like Harvard. Okay. I trained with some of the top environmental scientists and geologists in the country. And do you know something? One area that I particularly loved and enjoyed was catchment management. And a big part of that is how dams operate. And in my everyday life here on the farm, dams are a big part of the infrastructure around here. And since I've moved here, I've gotten quite a bit of experience on how dams operate in the real world, including that we actually had floods last year, and I have the dams that I have on a smaller scale very much like the Oroville Dam, okay? The only thing is that instead of like being 700 feet high, my dams might be 7, 8, or 9 feet high. But exactly the same construction on a smaller scale. And last year we came, well, I would say I had a sleepless night or two on one particular dam, but I managed to save it. Now, what I did with that dam was I basically put logs across the gap where the water was wanting to flow through and erode down into the valley and get rid of the main dam, okay? You can't do that here. The most pathetic thing of all that I saw was them saying, oh, we've chucked some rocks into the hole and now it's all okay because the hole's been filled. And I heard that. I didn't even have to look. I just bowed my head, covered my face, and I went, oh, no. I didn't really think so. The scale of this thing is monumental. Okay, it's the tallest dam in the country, and even if you got, what's the max? I don't know. You're somebody who has more to do with aeronautics than what I do, and being in the military. Although this would be with helicopters, not with fighter jets. But what would be the maximum tonnage of rock that a helicopter could lift?
I'm not sure, but it's, you know, in comparison to what we're talking about, it's kind of like a grain of sand on a beach, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You would, and for them to say, oh, we've plugged some rocks into the hole and now everything's going to be okay. And I'm recalling the size of the flow of water. It's like saying that we've put a rock on the top of Niagara Falls and now it's okay. That is the magnitude of water flow that we are looking at here. You can't stop Niagara Falls. And this is, from the look of it, something of the equivalent flow, pressure, etc. And Niagara Falls is eating into its rock bed. And that's, solid granite? And it's eating it back something like about a metre a year? Something like that. I forget the exact figures. But you can't stop the power of this sort of magnitude of water. Okay? Now, the only thing that is stopping that spillway from eating into the dam itself is the actual concrete foundation at the head of the spillway. Okay? And I really hope and pray to God that somebody, when they were building that dam, thought to dig down to the bedrock before they put that foundation in. I really pray to God that somebody thought to do that I was looking at the photo and I noticed that foundation at the head of the spillway is actually starting to lean somewhat. And I don't like that. I don't like it at all. Because as soon as that that concrete head of the spillway, that's the official proper spillway, as soon as that gets washed away, and it will, sooner or later, you can kiss goodbye to the rest of the dam within 24 to 48 hours and probably a lot, lot sooner. You could see the whole thing wiped out within minutes because it's only earth. And, you know, it's... I would definitely not be anywhere downstream of Oroville, even going all the way down to Sacramento right now, because there's over a trillion litres of water in that dam. Okay? That's a lot of water. And, you know, 770 feet tall means 770 feet deep. And if that dam gets washed away in a matter of minutes, you are looking at one of the biggest catastrophes that this country has ever seen. Okay? So if you haven't already gotten out of there, you know, and the most ridiculous thing of all is watching you know, the schlebs in charge and their response. Okay? Of telling everybody that everything's fine, you don't have to go anywhere, just stay in place, it'll all be okay. When Blind Freddy, as they say in this country, could see that everything is not okay. Okay? That we are looking still potentially at a major catastrophe here. A major catastrophe. We're talking about a wave of water that could wipe out Sacramento. Okay? And all it takes is for one or two cars to break down on that stupid freeway heading out of town to block up all the rest of the line of the ants heading out to wherever they're going. That's one car with mechanical problems, one car that runs out of fuel, one car that has a flat battery from, you know, whatever the heater or whatever being, you know, draining the battery too much or because they haven't maintained their car properly. And you have got how many thousands of people stuck in their cars as a massive wall of water rolls down the valley?
Oh, I read they were trying to evacuate 200,000 people in an hour. Oh, you know, is it incompetence or stupidity?
I'm lost for words. I really, truly am. If I had seen that thing on the internet, and congratulations to Paul Begley, you know, it was him that really raised the red flags on this one. And it was because of his reports that I heard about this. And, in one way, you know, I am a Christian lady, and normally I would be praying for, God's effects to be protecting people and mitigating the effects of any, you know, bad that could happen in a situation like this. But these people, I'm just saying, God, you know, this is in your hands. This one's in your hands. Because these people, I think Alex Jones has a phrase, social justice warrior morons, or something like this. And we're talking about the whole state.
This is John Reagan with Gwyneth Isaacs. We'll be back after this break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan with Gwyneth Isaacs. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago that I was talking about preparedness and dams. Because if you're looking for property, or if you're where you're expecting to be when things happen, have you gone to the maps and seen where dams are that are upstream from you? Because you know, this can be an issue, and if we're in that situation where good communication's no longer there, it would be a surprise as well, not giving you a chance to get out of the way of a wall of water. And you know, long term, eventually a dam's going to fail. It could be many years down the road, could be a few years. Just when you start not doing maintenance on things after a collapse of the economy, that will affect the lifespan of the dam. But beyond that, there's the military aspect. If we get into a war, at least you would think major dams would be a target, which would then have devastating effects. And again, if it happens during that type of attack, there's no chance of ordering an evacuation, because you don't know until after it happens. Gwyneth?
Yeah. The other thing that concerns me, I don't know that area of Northern California too well, except that we like just about, I think, spent a whole semester studying Enron. That was before it collapsed. And that was quite a few years before it collapsed, but it was the case study of an electricity supplier that's on the rocks. And I don't know if there's any nuclear power stations in that particular catchment area, but given the obsession for that Californians have for so-called clean and green energy, which we all know in the government so-called definition includes nuclear power, it wouldn't surprise me if there were nuclear reactors in that valley. And if there are, we are looking at a catastrophe of monumental proportions on the scale of Fukushima, because a 700-foot high wall of water, or even, like, let's be conservative, 200 or 300-foot high wall of water rolling down onto a nuclear power plant is really going to ruin everybody's day, isn't it?
And if we remember what happened with Fukushima, it wasn't the earthquake itself, it was the generators getting taken out by the water.
Yeah, that's right. And if you think that with this, when you have this sort of dam collapse, that dam is made of basically compressed earth, and that compressed earth has to go somewhere. Okay, and I can tell you where it's going to go. It's going to coat the valley below it, okay, including any nuclear reactors that it happens to come across, in many, 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 many feet of earth. And it is going to be impossible even to see where the nuclear reactor was, let alone try and do anything to stop it from melting down. That's what we're looking at. Yes. And that, I had a look, and because I remembered, there was a guy on YouTube who was, he was saying something about he would analyze pictures and see predict events based on those pictures, and it seemed a bit outlandish except for the fact that the things that he was predicting was starting to happen. And I just forget his name, but he said that one place that is going to have problems is the San Onofre nuclear facility. And I went and had a look, and I found that that's not in the Sacramento Valley catchment, fortunately. But there's probably some other nuclear reactors up there, and that's going to be a real worry.
After the show today, I'll put that on my list to check out nuclear reactors near there. This is John Reagan with Gwyneth Isaacs. We'll be back after this bottom of the hour break.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Why
are
you got your
take? When you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. Have Gwyneth Isaacs with us. And if this dam in California collapses, it's probably going to be the most expensive disaster we've had. And I heard somebody talk about how this could cause the economy to collapse because of all the insurance claims. Well, it can cause some problems, but it wouldn't be from insurance claims, because I would dare say few, if any, people in that area have flood insurance. And unless you have flood insurance, you're not covered. Your homeowners doesn't count. So you would be left with your mortgage intact, which would lead to a bunch of bankruptcies. And those at least billions of dollars of mortgages for that area would basically be worthless. So whoever holds those mortgages would be in bad shape, and we'd have to see how that would play out throughout the economy. But no matter how you look at this, if that dam goes, it's not good, and we've got two more rounds of rain coming.
You know something? I would say that this is already one of the most expensive, probably infrastructure damage events that the United States has ever faced. Because if you look at that spillway, okay, it has to be repaired. It's lost 80 feet of level off the top of the spillway. That was just at least 80 feet, okay? And I'm just going by, a mud map estimate. And it doesn't actually look that much, but if you look at the photo of before and after and notice the level of the spillway, you can visibly see that about 80 or 90 feet of earth is gone, will have to be replaced for the dam to become functional again. Okay? And the stretch of, spillway that needs to have 80 or 90 feet of rocks or whatever put there is several miles. I would say it's probably at least 2 miles long. So you're looking at an 80 or 90 foot high wall of rock, which is 2 miles long, that will have to be constructed and concrete put in there as well. So that the next time it overtops, because there will be a next time, even if it's 60 years' time, and this time, let's remember the rebar. Because I'm sure that somebody forgot the rebar when they fixed that hole back in 2006. And that's like, probably if I was Homer Simpson, I would say something like, "Dole."
And these type of construction repairs would take time. You know, you think about just plain old road construction, how long that takes. And you're going to be moving a lot of earth to take care of this dam.
That's for sure. And you're talking about already a repair bill into the billions of dollars just to repair the spillway, okay, and years of construction just to, that even if the dam survives, okay, and then you've got to pray that, because with that volume of concrete, it will take probably 2 or 3 years to cure properly, okay, when you repair the spillway wall. You've got to pray to God that you don't get another full flood before that concrete has cured properly. Because otherwise you really are in big, big trouble. Okay? Because the pressure behind that wall is absolutely gobsmacking. You're looking at I mean, you know how much one full IBC cube is, right? How heavy it is. And that's just one. If you could imagine around about, oh gosh, how much did they say? 4,000, how much was it? 4 billion, IBC, 4 million or 4 billion or whatever they said it was, IBC cubes of water pressing against this dam wall, you know, that you have just constructed to repair the spillway. And you have to repair the spillway because it's going to continue washing away that section of hillside. And water is very, very stubborn. It will find its way through, okay? Even if you get down to the bedrock, there's tiny fissures in the bedrock, okay? And like I say, the Niagara Falls is something of this sort of magnitude of the water that was flowing at full volume. And that is eroding solid bedrock backwards every single year. And it's, you know, if you've never studied this, of the force and the power of water, you really need to go and study it. And if you are going to build this sort of dam, from what I'm looking at, I don't think that they built a slope backwards onto the dam when they first built it. Okay, you've got to have a slope of soil going backwards from the actual dam site, okay, probably at around about a 30 to 40 degree angle at the most, okay. Maybe you could get away with 45, but you can't get away with much more than 45. That helps to stop the water from exerting so much pressure on the wall. Okay, because the water pressure is not getting pushed against a solid face, it's getting applied upwards. Does that make sense to you, John Reagan?
Yes, it does.
And it's impossible to tell, but I think that they've put the slope in the other direction, and ideally you should have slopes in both directions. That's the strongest of all, because, of course, triangulation... Okay, this is engineering 101. Anything built with triangles is going to be really, really durable. Okay, so if you've got a triangle going backwards into the water and a triangle going forwards down the downstream side of the dam, that's going to be the strongest dam of all. And I really hope and pray to God that they have actually, but even if they have, once that concrete foundation of that spillway goes, it's going to be impossible to save the main dam. And it will go within minutes to hours. It's really, truly scary. It really is. And I shake my head. I'm doing face plants, just looking at it every single day with the updates, you know, on YouTube that I'm watching. And anyone who thinks that it's all over needs to get their head read, because it's not all over, and it's probably only just begun. Even if we survive this event, even if you survive the storms that are coming, okay, you've got a compromised dam. Just upstream, and you mentioned real estate values. Isn't Northern California one of the most expensive real estate areas in the whole country?
Or as I put it, one of the biggest bubbles, yes.
It's one of the biggest bubbles. Probably only exceeded by Southern California, which is just madness down there. But, yeah, that's where all the millionaires and billionaires live on the weekends, apparently. They all have their places up in Northern California, where the climate is a bit milder. And, you know, where they can easily, when there's snow on the Sierra Nevada, that is, where they can go skiing if their heart so takes it. But like I say, the consequences of this, it could have all been prevented with proper maintenance of the dam, okay? Like I say, something as simple as remembering to put rebar down the hole when you do the dam repairs. Okay? How much does rebar, how much would that quantity of rebar cost? Maybe a few thousand dollars. Okay? And this is all happening because somebody didn't think to put a couple of thousand dollars worth of rebar down the hole. Even if it costs $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. What, you mean you're going to wipe out the city of Sacramento because you couldn't put $50,000 worth of rebar down a hole? You know, it's just gobsmackingly selfish, stupid, and like I said, words fail me.
Well, you know, there's more important things to do, like complain about Trump.
Yeah, that's been a laugh, and that's, like I say, What's making me say, well, maybe this is karma, and I hate to say it, but Mark Dice is, you know, he goes there and 90% of the people want for Goebbels to do things like be the Secretary of State.
This is John Reagan with Gwyneth Isaacs. We'll be back after this break.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan with Gwyneth Isaacs. This has been a pretty quick hour, kind of like water flowing downhill. sorry for the pun there. I just want to pile on a little bit. I've been following the drought in California, and up until a few weeks ago, I had the link on my weekly post to the drought map. But with all the rain, I ended up taking that off. And while I'm not a geologist, I do know one thing. When you add that amount of water in that short a time, that's a lot of weight. And of course, California has faults, and we also don't know how much of that water is making it underground that might help lubricate those faults. And when you look at the earthquakes that have been going around the Ring of Fire, it's been the west coast of the United States that has not had anything of significance. And you put those factors together, and a weakened dam, and you could be playing with fire there.
Yep, absolutely. And not only that, you say, well, that's Northern California. That means that their great god temple of Hollywood remains intact. Well, not quite, because doesn't the Oroville Dam supply a lot of the drinking water for that infestation called Los Angeles?
I wouldn't be surprised if it does.
I remember reading somewhere that it did, and that the people there as far as I can see, have a pretty low level of self-sufficiency, and many of them are, many of the ordinary people, there's a lot of very wealthy people in LA, but there's also some of the most tremendous poverty that you'll ever see in the United States. And these people are living on food stamps, probably about nine-tenths of the population or whatever, is really, really struggling in LA. And it's only a small proportion of them who are involved in the entertainment industry that are actually making decent money. And the rest are, you know, really, really battling from what I can see. And, you know, you say, well, we're just going to take away all your drinking water because we can't do it anymore because the Oroville Dam collapsed. They're not even going to comprehend, okay, because they're so dumbed down, they're just going to riot. And do you know something? I don't know how many people in the class remember the LA riots of the 1980s. And that was caused by a blackout, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
That's just, the light switch won't work. What are we going to do? I'm terribly sorry, but, you know, this is a lot bigger than the light switch is not working. You know, and back in the day, they didn't have, that was before the internet, okay? The people actually were out and about a lot more. I remember the days before the internet, and I'm not that old, you know, but I had the first part of my adult life in my early 20s, you know, before the internet took off. And I remember those times, and people were out and about. They actually talked to one another, you know. But back in the day, there was a massive power outage, and the whole city responded with just a massive riot. And I'm going, oh, no. If their water goes away, their electricity goes away at the same time, that place is going to implode.
Even worse, the cell towers are gone.
Oh, yeah. No more internet. We can't tweet anyone. The world has ended because we can't tweet anyone.
Now, Gwyneth, thank you for being with us today.
Okay. have a good day, Warren.
You too. We'll be back after the top of the hour break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.